Hi, and welcome to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. A few years ago, my husband was diagnosed with depression. He'd spent some years in denial and felt a failure, because if others could cope with the demands of life, why couldn't he? For my part, I would ask, how do you know others cope? Many people work very hard at trying to be in control, look at you for instance, but are barely hanging on by their fingernails. What I found the hardest to understand was how he could be depressed and yet manage to get out of bed every morning and successfully undertake an extremely demanding job. It didn't fit my stereotype. I didn't think depressed people could function so well. I quickly learned otherwise. Since then I've met a number of depressed people. Depression is a significant illness in our country. They're all managing their lives. Medication helps most of them. Counselling is also an important aspect of treatment. And sometimes the black cloud is worse than others. Today we're going to talk to two very competent women who are effectively managing their mental illness. Lee Waters suffers from mild bipolar disorder and Jennifer Epperson has clinical depression. How have they learned to coexist harmoniously with their illness? Stay with us here on Women of Hope while we find out. I'm speaking with Jennifer Epperson here on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Penny.
Jen, you told me a little while ago that you suffer from clinical depression. Depression is a very, very common illness in our modern world.
It's getting more and more common.
How did you feel when you first realized that this is what you had?
I was depressed. I remember the very moment that my doctor diagnosed me as having clinical, simple, dysthymic depression. And my response to him was, that's depressing. He says, well, at least you've still got your sense of humor.
You said no. So how do you live in the knowledge that you have clinical depression? What do you do with that knowledge? What do you do with the treatment?
Let's take the first part of that. How do I live with it? Having the knowledge that you have clinical depression actually is a relief for the person who's depressed. Because in that period of time where a person is undiagnosed, they may think they're going crazy. Because symptoms can range from sleeping too much, weight gain, weight loss, crying, feeling like life is not worth it. And the worst symptom of all is hopelessness and a desire to commit suicide. Once you have the diagnosis, anyone who is experiencing some of these symptoms, I would encourage them to go see a doctor. Once the doctor has made that diagnosis, it's a relief. It's like, oh, I'm not crazy. There is something wrong with me, and there is a medical reason behind it. After the diagnosis, my doctor suggested that I go on something called an SSRI. I was very resistant because of the stigma that was attached to that pill. And people may have different reasons for not wanting to take it. They may wonder, is it addictive? You know, what will it do to me? Particularly for women, one of the side effects is weight gain. Oh, no more weight. But it's important to remember that your mental health is extremely important because it affects the whole quality of your life. So, Penny, I resisted for a year because of the stigma, and I had gotten so low and had been asking God to take my life that I finally gave in, and I said, okay, Lord, if you have provided this little pill, then I will just go ahead and take it no matter what anyone believes because this is so affecting my work, my life, the things that I love to do.
And so you took it?
I did.
And what have you noticed?
I had an immediate relief. Not everyone has immediate relief. Sometimes it can take as long as 3 weeks. But I had immediate relief. And what many people find is that they regain interest again in the things that they love. Gardening, for example, or painting or artwork or writing. You see, when you're clinically depressed, you are so tired and so overwhelmed that you just want to pull the covers over your head and just let the world go by. You don't care anymore. You despair of life, and it seems as if nothing can help you. And that's because of that chemical imbalance that we have in our brains, those of us who are clinically depressed. And when that balance is brought back and our neurotransmitters they're able to communicate with each other again, the sense of well-being increases. It's extremely hard to relate that to something chemically that it would affect our emotions, but it really does. I came back and I had a sense of,
oh, I'm back.
I've missed myself all this time.
Which is just so fabulous, isn't
it? It's fabulous. I want to live life again. Where was I?
Do you keep taking the pills now?
I do. It's been 5 years. And I do continue to take the pills. Perhaps one day I will try to work with my doctor. Some people take the pill for 3 months and they think, okay, I feel better now, and then they go off. And that's such a mistake, because your brain can't regulate itself overnight. You have to work with a medical professional. You can't just take yourself off an antidepressant. Mm.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey, and today two women are sharing their very personal struggles with mental illness. Jennifer Epperson is with me now, and Lee Waters, the pastor of a large Melbourne church, will join us after this. I'd like to welcome Lee Waters to Women of Hope. It's lovely to have you, Lee.
It's great to be here, Penny.
Lee, when I rang you to organise you to come in, you mentioned on the phone that you had very mild bipolar. And I thought, now why does she need to tell me that? Was that because you thought I might see you with two heads? Or why did you need to warn me?
Well, first of all, I hid it from people because of the reaction. And there is a reaction, because there are extreme types of bipolar where if you're not medicated, you can become frightening, I suppose, to other people, and not functioning, you know, what's called a normal life. But even that is very treatable. So, yes, I suppose I hid it for a while. But as someone who does speak, I like to say that I have slight bipolar illness, because I want people to know that it is okay and that you can lead a normal life. You don't have two heads. You don't see monsters jumping out of walls and look like a rabid Rottweiler or something. You're okay. And it could take medication. I take some medication for it. And for me, it's blessed relief, I've got to say. I don't know about everybody else, but for me, it's blessed relief.
So this is Lee Waters, warts and all.
Yes, warts and all.
And you're right, she only has one head.
Today.
Today. So, Lee, what are your symptoms?
Well, you don't know you have symptoms at first. Well, I didn't really know I had symptoms. Probably my friends and family who knew me well would always just roll their eyes and say, oh, she's a bit arty. For me, that began to mean, as I got older, that I didn't sleep very much. That was one of my symptoms that worried me anyway. I began to realise as I approached this very old age that I am at now, that my body needed to sleep even if my head didn't. And why I say not sleeping, everyone has days where they don't sleep, but I could go sometimes 3 or 4 days with, well, to be honest, no sleep, 1 hour sleep. And
so that's not even going to bed?
No, not even going to bed.
So it's making a decision.
I thought it was great. Get a lot done, you know. Probably not a lot of productive things, I thought, though. And you tend to think that they're wonderful, the things you're writing or the things that you're drawing or whatever, but of course they're not that great. And then the next day, while you're not tired because you're still very wound up, your body is exhausted and you can't keep going like that. And also you have dips into depression. My dips into depression, I'm thankful for this, weren't severe. But I thought, because I'd lived my whole adult life like this, that this was normal. And I guess it is normal for me, what's normal. But physically I couldn't remain in this state. My body just couldn't take it. When I first started to take the medication that I take, and I take a low dose, after just a couple of weeks, I reacted really quickly, which was wonderful. I said to my doctor, it was like laying down in the bush at night for the first time and hearing, you know, that quiet, that wonderful darkness and the stars and the quiet. I had never known that before. And I was a bit angry at everybody else. I thought, is this what it's like to go to sleep? Because usually when I went to sleep, I had to try so hard to shut my thoughts off. That was almost impossible because I had so many thoughts and they were going so fast. I didn't know that wasn't normal. I thought everybody had to deal with shutting down their thoughts every night to try and go and sleep.
You're getting me really worried now, because I'm like that too.
Oh,
my brain doesn't slow down when I go to bed. Shut up.
Well, you can be just a really creative person. Not everybody that's like that is bipolar, mildly or otherwise. I'm not a doctor.
So just listening to that very lucid conversation about bipolar, it sounds like it doesn't make you any less of a person.
No, it doesn't. I operate in my ministry and as a mum and in every other way like anyone else. But I would like to say there are things that do limit you. severe depression, all sorts of physical illnesses. It doesn't make you a lesser person either, even if you can't operate in those ways. You're not seen as a lesser person, you just have a different sort of life.
But I think mental illness has more of a stigma than most other physical illnesses.
Oh, yes, it does.
So did you feel sorry for yourself when you first discovered this, or did it just make
yes,
so much
I did. Mm. I did. I won't even say what I said. It was quite harsh and not the language I would normally use when the doctor told me. I said, "You're telling me I'm a loony? I'm crazy?" And he said to me, because he's not a particularly schmaltzy man, "Well, if that's how you define it, yes, you are." And when I started to sleep, I was angry because I thought I should have been helped a long time ago. But then I suppose it took me a month to come to terms with it and to be grateful for the time that I live in. You know, we talk about all the terrible things that are going on, and there are terrible things going on in the world. But gosh, in Australia, we have some wonderful medical advances at our fingertips, and we can be helped, and I've got to be grateful for that.
Stay with us as Jen and Lee continue their personal stories of living with mental illness here on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.